Hello and welcome to the latest edition of the Excellent VoiceOver Podcast. And this podcast will be conducted via Skype. So welcome to the virtual black leather sofa somewhere in the southeast of England. And with me in cyberspace, a Radio 2 newsreader of some two decades experience, known to millions of people across the UK and I'm sure recognised throughout the world, the one, the only, Fran Godfrey. Thank you, Fran, for joining us.
Well, thank you very much indeed. Good morning, good afternoon, good day, whatever time anybody's listening.
Can you tell us a little bit about how you first got into newsreading and voiceover?
The voiceover part, I suppose, started when I began in commercial radio, which was about 30 years ago. I began work on a commercial radio station on the South Coast as an engineer, in actual fact, and I started drifting into helping with voicing over commercials then. I was a sort of a woman on the network who had a reasonable voice, so it was cheaper to use me. So I started doing voiceover commercials there. And then after working for about 7 years, I suppose, at that radio station, I then came up to London and got the job with the BBC and did quite a few television voiceover trails and things like that. And so I got used quite a lot for TV trails, for BBC One, BBC Two. Well, it was mostly newsreading. That was the bread and butter of my career. If I have a strength at all, it's that I read accurately and I'm reasonably good at lifting things off the page. I've been doing that since I was about 10 years old. So I think the first thing I was told was, whatever you think you know about news reading, forget it. And I think there has been a tendency for news readers to read the news instead of tell the news. And you have to sort of develop a style where you're almost leaning on by the water cooler or with your elbows on the bar, telling the person next to you what the news is. Certainly on Radio 2, it was like that. Whether Radio 4, they're slightly more formal. But Radio 2 had to mix the authority with a certain degree of friendliness. And I think everybody thought they knew the newsreaders really quite well. You know, you got lots of correspondence from them. And it's, oh, there's Fran on duty today. Oh, that's nice. But no, formal training, none.
What are the differences for you between commercial voiceover and newsreading?
I suppose it's the authority. I mean, I like to think that people kind of connect your voice subliminally with sort of authority and truth anyway. So that, I would have thought, would be quite a good selling point. It's just sounding believable, really. Believable and not annoying. You know, somebody once said to me a long time ago, you know, I think, boy, I really like your news reading. You don't annoy me. And I think that's a lot of it. You know, if you're aware that this is really annoying, this person's voice, then that's detracting from the message you're trying to get across.
That's very true. Did you find there were quirks in your voice when you first started that you had to iron out, as it were?
I suppose I might have been a little bit too precise and too proceed, maybe at the very beginning. You know, when I first went to my convent school way back, I remember the girls telling me many years later, in the sort of fifth and sixth form, when you first came here, we thought you were a real snob because my voice was so terribly proper. But my father trained me to talk like Julie Andrews. He said, if you can be understood in the way that Julie Andrews is understood with her crystal clear diction, you won't go far wrong. And he was right, really. And I suppose I did imitate her. She was a great heroine of mine when it came to clarity, really.
There must have been some tricky moments for you, particularly sight reading. Have you had any major stumbles on national radio ever?
Nothing too difficult. I think the one I can remember perhaps best was that somewhere in the middle of a script, I had to say, and I'm not even probably going to be able to say it now, investigative journalist. And I just couldn't say it. I was going investigative, and then I just eventually said, I'm sorry, I can't say that word. And I just moved on. So a colleague of mine was listening in the car as she was driving into work, dear Janice Long. Oh, she said, I was just so sweet, she said. I couldn't stop laughing. So I thought, oh, well, thank heavens for that. I hope the bosses saw it the same way.
And so you were at Radio 2 for a very long time. You must have seen a lot of people come and go during your time there. Who was your most memorable person to work with, do you think?
Oh, well, it has to be Wogan, I suppose. I worked for 15 years on The Breakfast Show with Wogan, and he was a delight. And he took great fun in teasing me. And having two brothers, I was well up for it. So that certainly raised the profile of the newsreader a good deal by working with Wogan, because he incorporated us into the programme. So that was good fun.
Are you glad to have your early morning hours back these days?
I am, yes. I don't get up quite as early as I used to have. I used to have to get up about 4:15, so I don't get up that early anymore. But I'm spending most of my time now doing voluntary work. So I help the Little Sisters of the Poor, who run a care home for the elderly. It's a chance for me to be quite creative, and I enjoy that very much.
What's the most useful advice you've received since moving into the voiceover industry?
I suppose not to be put off by knockbacks, and to always listen to what the client wants. That's the most important thing. And yeah, if your opinion's asked, to offer it, but it's always very important to do exactly what the client wants you to do. So I suppose that's probably the best advice I can offer.
What is your dream voiceover job? This is something we've been asking all our interviewees.
Television commercials would be lovely. I'd love to do a TV commercial because I see some of them on the television. I think, oh, for goodness sake, I'm sure I could do that. So, yeah, I'd love to get to TV commercials.
When you're watching telly, what do you dislike most about the voiceovers that you hear?
There's a sing-songy nature to them. I get very cross when people mispronounce things. You know, you get harassment, and I think, well, no, it's harassment, and contribute and contribute, and little things like that. That'll irritate me enormously, but then I'm a great defender of the English language. I love the English language, and I'm so glad I learned it from birth, and I don't have to learn it as a foreign language, because it would be a nightmare.
Yes, no, I'm with you and Stephen Fry on that. I think we should protect the English language in all its might and glory, and I frequently find myself yelling at the TV. Fran, I feel like I'm in good company. Thank you very much indeed for joining me this morning. And yeah, if anyone has any feedback or questions, don't forget you can get hold of us on Twitter at Excellent Talent, and you can check out our website, excellenttalent.com, and hear Fran's showreels there, of course. Fran, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you very much indeed. Lots of love to you all. Take care.